MTG rips career politician Matt Rosendale of Montana, he cannot be trusted. By Sean Moran on December 22, 2023. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, RGA, on Friday said it is nauseating to watch lawmakers like Representative Matt Rosendale, RMount, turn their back on former President Donald Trump and then beg for his endorsement when they want to get re-elected. It's nauseating watching politicians like Rosendale only run to pray Trump for pictures and beg for endorsement when they want to get elected. But when pray Trump ask for support, they literally throw up their hands and turn their back. The pro-Trump Georgia conservative wrote, sharing a picture of Rosendale refusing to talk to Trump on the phone. Cannot be trusted. Green also shared a CNN report detailing Rosendale's recent endorsement of Trump, which came months after Tim Sheehy's, a Republican who hopes to oust Senator John Tester, DeMount. But what frustrated advisors close to the former president, Rosendale still had not endorsed Trump in 2024 but was using their encounter to promote his potential Senate bid. And it wasn't until 3 days after their interaction in South Florida that Rosendale finally endorsed the former president. The CNN report stated that Republican leaders want to make it abundantly clear that Sheehy endorsed Trump months ago, while Rosendale waited until mid-December. This was underscored by Senator Steve Daines, RMount, the National Republican Senatorial Committee, NRSC, chairman, who had also endorsed the 45th president's re-election bid. Well, Tim Sheehy endorsed President Trump in April. It's a pretty late endorsement for Matt Rosendale. This time, he sees the inevitable that President Trump will be the nominee. I like Matt Rosendale. I hope he stays in the House and builds seniority, Dane said. Trump had told Rosendale that he would not receive his endorsement if he were to run for Senate. The Big Sky Country congressman defended his recent endorsement of the president, saying that he wanted his endorsement to stick out. I just thought it would be more beneficial for the endorsement to come in at this time. There's a lot of people that rushed out at the beginning of it, and I didn't need to be part of a big crowd. I just wanted to make sure that it stood out as a single endorsement, and it would have more impact, he said. Sean Moran is a policy reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SeanMoran3.